Our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this ticked off Thursday edition of Your Defending Fathers, this July 17th, 2025. One of the things that's ticking me off too is how Pam Bondi and Kash Patel, the Attorney General, Department of Justice, the Director of the FBI, are handling this Epstein situation, especially Kash Patel. Him and his assistant deputy director, Dan Bongino, had ranted for years on podcasts when they were outside of government about the Epstein case. The guy did not commit suicide. The video clip that they're showing isn't even of the hallway where his cell door was located. They've got the list. They probably see that Donald Trump's name is on it. Who cares? I've got one story pulled up, and this was kind of interesting. How Donald Trump allegedly, according to this story, met Melania Trump through Epstein. Why? Because he liked young European models. Okay, so guess what? If he met Melania through Epstein, I don't care. Back in the late 1990s, a picture showed up with them, with Epstein and Maxwell at some party. Not interested. Really don't care, Mr. President. I have forgiven you for your sins in the past, as I hope people have forgiven me for my sins in the past. We are saved. We are born again. We are moving on. And guess what? Your past is your past. You can't get away from it. What, you're afraid it's going to embarrass you in front of heads of state? The bottom line, according to this story that I found, this was dated, let's see. January 21st of 21. This was after Joe Biden took office. Biden took office January 20th, the day before of 2021. Well, according to Vanity Fair, which... Yeah, we're going to give a lot of credit to Vanity Fair. An actual quote. Donald Trump said, in talking about Epstein, he's a lot of fun to be with, quote unquote. Inside the Jeffrey Epstein, Donald Trump epic bromance. Beginning in the late 1980s, the infamous sex trafficker, as well as the future president, they had a mutual friend, this Ghislaine Maxwell, and they palled around for almost two decades. In an excerpt from his new book, American Compromise, the author exposes their shared tastes for private planes, shady money, and foreign-born models, many of them on the younger side. This was written by Craig Unger, January 21st of 2021, over 4 years ago. What's the photo of? Younger Donald Trump with dark hair, very young Melania Trump, Epstein, and Maxwell. Now, it's kind of interesting because according to this story, Ghislaine Maxwell saw Donald Trump as a vital connection for her then-boyfriend, Jeffrey Epstein, early on. In the late 1980s, she had worked for her father, British media mogul Robert Maxwell, in London. First at his Pergamon Press, then in another division that specialized in corporate gifts. Thinking Trump would be a great catch as a client for her venture, she realized she had a terrific connection through her father, who knew Trump fairly well. He was as a rival bidding unsuccessfully to buy them the New York Post. Donald Trump and her father competing against one another. Well, she invited him to party aboard the Lady Ghislaine, a large yacht, and also invited him to many extravagant society soirees, naively assuming that her father would appreciate her initiative. Maxwell asked him to call Trump. According to Nicholas Davies' Death of a Tycoon, even though she was his favorite daughter, her father, Robert Maxwell, erupted. Have you got your bum in your head? Why the F would Donald Trump want to waste his time seeing you with your crappy gifts when he's a multi-million-dollar businessman and has multi-dollar businesses to run? But her father was proved to be wrong. In the end, Trump spent plenty of time with Maxwell and Epstein. In fact, he fit in quite well with them, attending different events, Epstein's Coney Island, in Trump's Queens, and even Robert Maxwell's Eastern European private resorts. They had all come from the wrong side of the tracks, and at some point in their lives, Robert Maxwell, Donald Trump, and Jeffrey Epstein all had ties to foreign intelligence agencies, arm dealers, and the sex trade. It was a world of unimaginable decadence. The epicenter of the operation was Epstein's enormous, opulent Upper East Side townhouse. As a dwelling, it was less than a home, rather an extravagantly staged showcase with calculated spectacles that declared to the world that Epstein, a college dropout from a middle-class Brooklyn family, had been embraced securely in the bosom of the powers to be. Well, Epstein's notorious quote-unquote black book of contracts, compiled largely by Ghislaine Maxwell, shows the rarefied circles in which he traveled. Nobel laureates, heads of state, British royalty, Wall Street power brokers, A-listers of every glamour profession, from Hollywood to models to even newspaper editors. Trump allegedly had no fewer than 16 phone numbers besides his name in Epstein's black book. Trump later recalled Epstein in those days a terrific guy. He famously told New York Magazine, he's a lot of fun to be with. It is even said that he likes beautiful women as much as I do, and many of them are on the younger side. No doubt about it, Jeffrey enjoys his social life. Well, interesting little twist. No one was more dazzled by the glamour of the Trump-Maxwell-Epstein axis than former Harvard Law School professor Alan Dershowitz, who was so hypnotized by its lavishness that he professed not to see anything wrong with it. In fact, it was something you aspired to in those days. Quote by Dershowitz, if you didn't know Donald Trump, if you didn't know Jeffrey Epstein, then you're nobody in New York. Well, within the context of their highly transactional relationship, Trump's friendship with Epstein struck onlookers as a significant mutually beneficial connection. In the 1990s in New York, Trump needed friends. He had just gone belly up in his Atlantic City casinos, and he needed help getting back on his feet. Epstein seemed to be the latter-day Hugh Hefner, surrounded by gorgeous young women, private planes, spectacular residences, all orchestrated by Maxwell, in a never-ending series of movable feats at which Epstein would entertain and play courtier to presidents, movie stars, world-class scientists, Wall Street billionaires, and the like. He helped Trump get back on his feet. At a party in 1992 at Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach, Florida, the New York Times reported no fewer than 28 attractive young women were flown in to participate in a calendar girl competition as entertainment. Who was there? Jeffrey Epstein. We'll wrap this up. Story, final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithin in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithin is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Again, I'm reading from a story Craig Unger wrote for Vanity Fair, January 21st of 2021, basically outlining the fact that in the 1990s, a highly selective party, 1992, at Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach, Florida, 28 attractive young women were flown in to participate in a calendar girl competition as entertainment. Among those attending, of course, Trump, the host, and Jeffrey Epstein. Well, bottom line is, Donald Trump, back now over 30 years ago, partied with Epstein. His girlfriend, Maxwell, all part of it, setting it all up. Epstein helped Trump get back on his feet after Atlantic City failure and got him refocused back into New York. Got his businesses booming again. Now, when questioned at a cabinet meeting from a reporter about it, asking Pam Bondi about the Epstein files, Trump said, wait a minute, are you still talking about that creep, Jeffrey Epstein? And I don't doubt they might have had a falling out. Epstein ended up stabbing Trump in the back or doing something that ticked him off. I don't care. We got a text from Rod Wheeler that kind of basically says it all. And this is how I feel. The Department of Justice and the FBI not investigating, not making any arrests on all these crooks that have been stealing from us for decades. I want to see these people swinging from the gallows. You know, the bottom line, I want to know, and this is the biggest thing that I want to know about, is who killed Epstein in jail? Why did they kill him? Was it because of this black book that Maxwell's going to release anyway? She's going to cut a plea deal, mark my words, and she's going to release the book. Why? Because it's going to be embarrassing to the president of the United States. Who cares? Again, it happened 30 years ago. I am absolutely convinced that Donald Trump, the man today, is not the same man he was 30 years ago. Melania Trump, his wife, the classiest, prettiest first lady we've ever had in the White House, doing some great things in her causes that she's working for. Don't give two craps that they met through Epstein and Maxwell. Perhaps allegedly is what they're claiming. Don't care. What I care about is the cover-up. What I care about, who else is in the little black book besides Donald Trump? Bill Clinton? Hillary Clinton? Prince Charles? Who are these people that participated in sex trafficking on Epstein's little island? Whatever. Just get it out there and let's move on. Mr. President, take the hit and move on. It's that simple. Take the hit right now. You're barely 6 months into your second term, 3.5 years to go. Get over it. For once in your life, let your ego allow you to take a hit. And hit you will take. You bet. As Christians, you'll be forgiven. The Democrats won't forgive you. They'll make a big deal out of it. Some world leaders might raise their eyebrows, but really? Some of them are probably in the little black book. There has got to be resolution to this. If it's embarrassing to the president or not, it's got to come out and be done with it. Time to move on. One thing I'm excited about, they are going to absolutely turn this economy around in a heartbeat. These tariffs that are happening, generating all kinds of revenue to the U.S. Treasury, foreign countries opening up their markets to our market so that we can get our goods into their countries, the amount of infusion of investment that's coming to America, run on that. Don't worry about this stupid Epstein files. Let it out. Be done with it and move on. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the yo-yo diet king. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days.